We invited Grant Woods, former Arizona Attorney General and good friend of Senator McCain's, on the show to talk with us. Good morning to you, Grant.
Morning. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. And, you know, we've got the book, we've got the documentary coming out, but we just wanted to start off by asking you, how is the senator doing? We know that you've been in contact with him.
Mm-hmm.
And just give us an update. How's he doing?
You know, it's a tough situation. I think he's been doing better over the last couple of weeks. But, I mean, there's just no question that, you know, it's a very difficult situation for him. It's, you know, so we just got to just do this day by day and see what happens here.
Again, we're talking to Grant Woods, not only the former AG here in Arizona, but I know a very close and longtime friend of Senator McCain, and you do have the opportunity to spend time with him and speak with him, and I know he's been a big influence on your life. I could probably argue vice versa. I'm sure he's learned a lot from you as well.
Grant, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, probably some of the bad things, quite honestly, because I know some of your sordid past as
that's
well.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, brain cancer and these types of things, obviously there are good days and there are bad days, and it's difficult. Now, the documentary comes out on Monday. I want to play a little clip from this documentary that you can watch Monday on HBO.
I've been tested a number of occasions. I haven't always done the right thing, but you will never talk to anyone that is as fortunate as John McCain.
For John to say, we're all Americans, we're all on the same team, I thought was an indication of who John fundamentally was.
We need to give the American people what they deserve, and right now, they're not getting it.
The Arizona senator has been diagnosed with a brain tumor.
John, throughout his life, has been heroic. If he showed us how to live, he's also showing us how to die.
That was you at the end of it. I was watching that, and I looked up. I go, that was Grant. And so you are a part of this documentary as one of the senator's friends. When was this filmed? Over what period of time?
That's a good question. I think they started this sometime after he got the diagnosis, so probably last fall, and then. I know, you know, they came to Arizona. They kind of took over my office, not kind of, they did, for a couple of days and did a lot of interviews here in Phoenix, and that was earlier in the year.
So
these filmmakers are really, it's a father and two sons. They've done a lot of great documentary work over the last several years, and I could tell you the work they did here is really amazing, and not just because it's about John McCain. I've seen plenty of things about John McCain, and they're fine, but this thing is really a beautifully done film. There's no narration, for example. That takes a lot of skill as a filmmaker and as an editor to put together the interviews and the videos, the clips, to make it all work over 90 minutes, and I will tell you, you know, I saw a rough cut of it with a group of folks about a month ago, and when we got to the end, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. It was just pretty overwhelming. And I heard that I just talked to some folks today this morning. It had its screening back in Washington last week. With a lot of his fellow senators, most of them, I think they were all there, just about all of them, and others, and I guess it had the same reaction there. They were just really blown away overwhelmed by it, and we just see it start to finish. The remarkable life of John McCain.
Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods, former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods, joining us. And I guess, I was asking about the time frame, that this is a relatively current. It brings us up to kind of modern day as well as looking back on the Senate.
For sure. And the John and the family totally cooperated. Most all the kids are in it. A remarkable group of leaders. You heard Barack Obama there. Yeah. George W. Bush is in it. Joe Biden, Joe Lieberman. So people at that level, and then just a lot of personal things. When you think back on it from his really early days and going into the Naval Academy on, I just can't think of an American life that has been this. this dramatic and this amazing. And I think most of all, what comes across is what John's all about, and that is service to his country and service to a cause greater than himself. And that seems to be not in vogue right now in Washington.
We're talking to Grant Woods. The other question I have for you here, Grant, is, you know, you've been friends mm-hmm. with Senator McCain for years, and you've seen the rough cut of this documentary. Mm-hmm. Did you learn anything new about your buddy that you didn't know before? Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw some cuts that I hadn't seen before. I saw some video of when he first came back as a prisoner of war. Some video, you know, when he came back, he hadn't seen his wife, obviously, or anyone for 5.5 years. She had been in a big car accident, and you know, lucky to be alive. There was some footage of them together. They talked to her. Recently, and it was interesting to hear her perspective on what it was like to, you know, have three kids and have your husband a prisoner of war for almost 6 years. Mm. Those things I hadn't seen. And then what I've learned the most, I guess, is kind of what I referred to in the clip that you showed, which is kind of closes out the documentary, and that is that I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but John has showed many of us a better way to live our lives, all of our life, and now it's just pretty remarkable that how he's handling dying and how he's handling this terminal illness. He's going wire to wire. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
You know, and not asking for any pity, not asking for anything. He just continues to fight on and to weigh in and to be strong. And I shouldn't be surprised, I guess.
Grant? Next time you speak to him, give him our best, please.
Will do. I think, you guys, the thing I come away with the most is he could have moved anywhere back in 81 and given his military background. How lucky we are that he moved to Arizona.
Chose Arizona.
And that we had him here as one of our own.
Thank you.
Former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods on the book, the documentary, and his time with Senator McCain. Happy belated birthday, Grant, as well.